Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
4 o'clock on Friday can only mean one thing. From St. Joe to Sao Paulo to Santa Clara, he's there every step of the way, and nobody knows the Chiefs like Nate Taylor.
They will move Joe Tooney to left tackle.
Now of ESPN, join CDOT on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5, The Fan.
Nate Taylor, as you get ready, as you're sitting here, can you tell me how heading into an important game, despite all of the things that the Chiefs have done over the last 12 months, how are we heading into an important Sunday night must-win football game with still questions about who's going to play left tackle for them? Like, how do we find ourselves here? You know, like in a movie, where the movie, the beginning, like they show you the end of the movie. It's like, wait, how did I find myself? And they like rewind all of the things that happened. How are we at this place? How are we at a place where you're going up against Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson Jr. after a team that spent a first round pick on a left tackle and spent $21 million guaranteed on a left tackle? At least we thought. How are they heading into the most important game of their season with, I don't know who their left tackle is heading into this one? How do we get here?
Okay, I think there's two reasons why we got here. One is, this is posturing at the highest level possible. I have to believe that they are lying to us, Carrington. And when I say they, I mean Andy Reid, Matt Nagy. The other reason why we got here, too, is because, you know, because they have Juwan, you know, as much flack as Juwan Taylor has received, understandably because of the penalties, the reason why we got here is because they're lying to us and they don't technically know who their right tackle is because I'm sure you've said this already, but, you know, based on the injury report that we received today, you should not expect Trey Smith or Juwan Taylor. Both are listed as doubtful. Both didn't practice this week at all. Again, it would be very rare in the Andy Reid era for a player who's not the quarterback to miss the entire week of practice and then all of a sudden play on Sunday. So because they don't know technically who their right tackle is, I guess that's how we got here. But honestly, hey, bro, we paid you legitimate starting money to potentially be our left tackle before the draft. Now, when Josh Simmons left the team for family and personal reasons, you were the next guy up. That's the way the depth chart has been basically since training camp began. So you have to be lying to me, to my face, so that I can, I guess, we as a collective, in terms of reporters and media and radio, you know, stations, like we can just, I guess, lie to D'Amico Ryan like he hasn't watched film of the Chiefs offense without Josh Simmons. I have to believe that they'll do Jalen Moore at left tackle and Wanya Morris at right tackle, despite lying to us for the last 3 days.
let me play devil's advocate for this reason.
Okay.
What if their logic is we are more worried about Will Anderson than we are worried about Danielle Hunter? I mean, both are scary. Don't get me wrong. Both are scary.
Right.
But we are more worried about Will Anderson than Danielle Hunter. So our plan is going to be to put our better tackle where Will Anderson primarily lines up. If we can just manage Will Anderson, we feel like we got a shot to be able to help Wanya on the other side. I'm with you. Everybody that I trust their football opinion is telling me this is a bad idea.
Right.
You've been telling me this. Mitchell Schwartz has been telling me this. Everybody is telling me, no, please don't do this.
Don't do this.
What if their logic is that? We want to put Jalen Moore up against Will Anderson, and we think that gives us the best chance to win.
Then they must think D'Amico Ryan is stupid to not switch to whoever is the weak link, right? And again, most NFL offensive linemen will tell you, hey, if I could be – strong at four positions and weak at one, I would much rather that than shaky at two, definitely questionable at one, and oh my God, there's a gaping hole at another. You know, that's why, unfortunately, you know, it's really difficult that Trey Smith has missed a decent portion of the Colts game, missed, you know, Thanksgiving against the Cowboys. Like, if they had Trey Smith, I'd feel a whole lot better about whoever you wanted to put at either spot, I guess. But, yeah, it's not like Will Anderson doesn't know the other side of the playbook if he just happens to want to rotate over to the left side or his left, their right, you know, that kind of thing. I understand what you're saying. I know some people have also suggested, too, and I think there's similar to this. I guess there's some credence about, like, hey, do you just want, you know, I mean – depending on whoever's next to Mike Caliendo, right? That's the question. Like, would you be more comfortable with Mike Caliendo with Jalen Moore because he's more of a veteran presence? He's played, you know, obviously more games this season than Wanya Morris. But at the same time, like, just play your best five in the best five positions. Let's keep this simple for obvious reasons. I know I'm reading the text line. I know somebody said put three tight ends back there in the full house backfield. Might as well. I mean, there better be two tight ends on the field regardless of the situation to potentially help out in terms of double teaming Will Anderson or Danielle Hunter on a given down. But no, nah, man, I'm gonna be at Arrowhead late Sunday afternoon. And when they do that pregame, you know, all 11 warm-up, it better be like, hey, Jalen, like, I can't trust this coaching staff. So Jalen better be a left tackle. Has to be.
Right now, we're joined in studio by Nate Taylor of ESPN. You're the perfect person to ask this question to. Do you still trust the Chiefs? Because I asked that because I would say, so a topic that we did a couple days ago, I don't know if you were listening.
I'm sure I was.
I am picking the Texans. Mm-hmm. I'm picking the Texans because.
Is Rob picking the Texans too?
Rob's picking the Chiefs.
Ooh.
I'm picking the Texans for this reason. Okay. I have seen what the Chiefs offensive line looks like when you take away one, two, three parts, and I've seen what that does to the rest of the team.
Yes.
And I just don't trust this Chiefs to be able to make up for it, not against that team with that defensive line. I think that is the biggest advantage that either team has into this game. And my point to the text line was a lot of people are very hopeful about this game. That's perfectly fine. But the big thing has been, we still believe in 15. Mm-hmm. We still believe in Andy. And we also believe in Arrowhead Magic and them being at home and that they have played far better at home than they have on the road.
That's true.
You've been at the home games. You've been at the road games. You've been to all of these games, every practice. Do you still trust the Chiefs?
No. I'm sorry, guys. No. I don't trust them because we've had a 12-game sample size, and this honestly will be the worst offensive line that plays on Sunday. You know, it's not just one half against an opponent that has to adjust along with you because, hey, we didn't expect Jawan Taylor to get hurt. We didn't expect Josh Simmons to get hurt. Man, whatever the lineup is, the Houston Texans are preparing to exploit that part of the matchup. And Mahomes is going to have to use his legs. He's going to have to be incredible. He's going to have to play mistake-free football and yet elevate the rest of his teammates, which again is asking a lot when it's a do or die scenario. You know, one of the biggest concerns I have is, will the Chiefs get turnovers? Will they get a turnover in this game? And unfortunately, like, I guess I trust the Houston Texans offensive line against the Chiefs defensive line, which outside of Chris Jones. And look, I think the player who has the biggest chance to help his team win the most is Chris Jones, because it's not like the Houston Texans have an elite, you know, offensive line, but their offensive line is healthier than the Chiefs. I would put a lot of the onus, responsibility, duty on Chris Jones and even Patrick Mahomes, because if they cannot get pressure, hits, and sacks against C.J. Stroud, they have no chance of winning this game. And I'm sure you said the stat throughout the week, but it really is mind-boggling for you to ask me to trust a team in must-game, must-win scenarios that hasn't got a sack in the last 11 quarters.
It's interesting you say that, because I have really tried to hammer 2 points. If you want me to buy back into the Chiefs, as I've sold the little stock that I had, mm-hmm. I had all the stock in the beginning of the season. I've seen my shares plummet and plummet and plummet. And I've sold all that I have. I don't have any Chiefs stock right now. I've given it to Rob. It comes down to 2 things to me. If you want me to buy back in, pressure and penalties.
Yes.
You have to get to the other team's quarterback. Yes. If you're telling me they're going to win these games, I don't care where these games are. If you don't get after C.J. Stroud, Bo Nix, and Justin Herbert, one of those 3 quarterbacks finds a way to beat you. That is just the way the National Football League works. And penalties. If you are telling me that you believe you are 1 or 2 plays away, which I agree, in these games, it has been 1 or 2 plays. Man, a lot of those times, that's kind of been your own doing.
Yep.
You've scored a touchdown and you had a holding penalty. Mm. You scored a touchdown and you had an offensive pass interference. You had a chance to score a touchdown and your tight end bobbled the ball. You were on the red zone. Your quarterback threw a pick six the other ways. Man, some of these things are self-inflicted. And I remember you said this at the very beginning of the season. They're not good enough to have all these flaws.
No.
You're not good enough to be a minus on special teams, not be able to get to the other team's quarterback. Not be able to force turnovers. Like, you got to clean up some of these mistakes.
Right. And by the way, your entire running game depended on Isaiah Pacheco staying healthy and returning to form from 2022 and 2023. Of course, neither of those has happened. We saw Pacheco go through a massive funk early in the season. Then he got hurt. Now he's coming back. He at least has had a couple weeks of practice. So I'm very fascinated to see how Pacheco can help the offense alongside Kareem Hunt in the short yardage situation, maybe in the pass game as well. But nah, man, this team doesn't concentrate well enough. And I don't know. I think that'll be the mystery that this team will have to maybe never find a complete answer for if they don't make the playoffs, right? Hey, we know we're talented. They have yet to be blown out in any game. It's not like they can't show up and win on that specific day. But to your point, like, the penalties are so bad and it negates maybe some of their talent advantages that a lot of these things are self-inflicted. Like, why did you lack concentration? Why did you lack discipline, fundamentals, game and score situations? Like, I think you would love, you know, in a lot of ways, you'd love to be like, hey, too good. Other teams were great. They had a really good game plan. They got us. Maybe we didn't have it that day. You know, we got our butts kicked, like the Super Bowl. No excuses there. Like, they're just a better team. I don't know if the Chiefs can really say that this year about anybody that they've lost to. And that's kind of wild. But it goes back to you're kind of dooming yourself. Your own demise is wrapped around the idea that you guys haven't been able to put, 60 minutes of concentrated, focused football together. And it's one of the strangest things, considering that's how well they've been, you know, during the last 3 years. They didn't make game-swinging penalties in the fourth quarter. They didn't put themselves in bigger holes in the third quarter with penalties that don't allow them to continue drives or allow the other team to extend drives. It's wild. There's slippage on the roster, which is, I think, natural and a part of being a dynasty and just – how the NFL works, ladies and gentlemen. At some point, things will start to catch up to you, even if you make small mistakes along a 3 or 4 year stretch. But they have no one to blame but themselves when it comes to penalties.
Right now, we're joined in studio by Nate Taylor of ESPN. We're going through Sunday Night Football between the Chiefs and the Texans. You mentioned it a little bit earlier, where you mentioned, like, confidence in the coaching staff and kind of where you are. I would say there is no more important player in this individual game than Wanya Morris and how Wanya Morris plays. More so than Patrick Mahomes, more so than CJ Stroud. If you are writing a column and Wanya Morris is at the top of the article, something went terribly wrong for Kansas City. Right? Something went terribly wrong for Kansas City. If Wanya Morris is a guy that you don't notice on that side, don't we don't spend about, a lot of time talking about, man, Kansas City won that game. So in my opinion, this comes down to, and this time, it should not catch anybody off guard. I think that everybody kind of underestimated the Chiefs' offensive line playing against Tampa Bay a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. Hey, we beat them earlier in the season. Oh, they'll figure it out.
Yep.
You realize pretty early on, they're not figuring it out. I would say that happened in the Super Bowl where it was obvious that the Eagles' defensive line was just better than the Chiefs' offensive line.
Yep.
And by the time the Chiefs maybe caught up to it, it was just too late and they couldn't push back. Man, everybody has this information. You know who's on the other side and you know who you got on this side.
Right.
So it is a scheme thing to me. You got to figure out a way to get the ball out of Pat's hands quickly and get it into playmakers and try to figure out a way to make one or two plays. You and I don't think that Houston has an offense that can run away from Kansas City.
No.
Houston's not scoring 30 points in this game.
Unless you give them a bunch of turnovers.
Houston scoring 21 points in this game.
If that, I mean,
Houston scoring 17 points in this game. So yeah,
I think, I know Matt Nagy alluded to it and I largely agree with him.
Is that not crazy to hear the offensive coordinator say that? Like, just think about that. The offensive coordinator came out and said, hey, we know this week we ain't scoring points. You've never seen that before from an offensive coordinator.
Hey, just trust
and then all of us are like, yeah, you're right.
You're right. Like, I don't see it. Yeah. It's so funny to be like, hey man, boys, get ready for a 17-16 classic. And everybody's like, huh? Like, no, not the first half. That's going to be the whole game. So, no, I agree. Like, if they don't have backbreaking penalties, if they don't have wild turnovers, do I really trust the Houston Texans offense against Steve Spagnuolo, who is honestly, like, out-schemed them the last couple times they played? So, again, from a CJ Stroud standpoint, are you going to be ready for the blitz when that's the only card that the Chiefs have? But hey, the blitz last year ate him up in both games. So I understand that, like, I don't trust the Texans offense. And I know the Chiefs have the better quarterback, the more talented quarterback. But man, from the coaching staff, there's nowhere to run. There's nowhere to hide. You've had a whole week to come up with something, Carrington. That's your job. Like, for Andy Reid, Matt Nagy, Andy Heck, the offensive line coach, Tom Melvin, tight ends, Connor Embry, receiver,
this didn't catch like
Todd Pinkston.
This didn't sneak up on anybody that you weren't going to have your left tackle, your right guard, and your right tackle. Man, we've known this all week.
You didn't know you were going to have your left tackle when you left AT&T Stadium and he had a cast on his wrist. I mean, and his arm in a sling. His season was essentially done when we saw him after the game in the locker room. I'm speaking of Josh Simmons, of course. So think about it from this standpoint. It's not like, and I gave... I know it was an unusual circumstance. It was an interesting stage. Hey, they began the season in Sao Paulo. Cool. This is awesome. Great atmosphere. Okay, no one planned for your Hall of Fame tight end to take out your speediest weapon on offense without Rashee Rice on the third snap of the season. Okay, no one prepared for that. I'll give you some benefit of the doubt that it took you guys essentially a half to get into an actual rhythm on offense to maybe have a chance to come back against the Chargers. Hey, man, every now and then a team brings something to you, and we talked about this before, that maybe you don't necessarily see on film because it's middle of the year, there's enough tape. Okay, what's their counter? All right, all of a sudden, hey, man, they're not really rushing us with four, and I'm talking about the Buffalo Bills. Hey, man, they got a lot of DBs out here. Maybe that's because, oh, they know we're not running the football. They know that, like, if they get a lead, they can sort of pressure Mahomes, even if he holds the ball longer than usual, and eventually the pressure will get there. Huh, interesting. Okay, Denver then adds on to that and uses their own pass rush. Of course, Nick Benito. Hey, we'll just drop seven. We don't even care if it's an RPO, Carrington. Linebacker going the other way. You can hand the ball off eight times in a row. I'm still dropping in the drop coverage. So, again, you have essentially 12 games of evidence of how teams have defended you. Based on next-gen stats, the Texans have played more man coverage. You better be ready on Sunday to understand that they're going to have a lot of trust in Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson getting after the quarterback, seven guys in coverage, and I'm assuming those cornerbacks are going to play a lot of man. And they're going to just go say, hey, beat us. Like, we're going to ask Rashee Rice to beat us in man coverage. We're going to ask Xavier Worthy to beat us in man coverage. how are you going to counterattack that if you're a coaching staff? To your point, Carrington, they've had all week. This is your job. Like, your job is to put the players in the best position to win despite your own weaknesses and understanding what the other team is going to try to do or anticipate what they could do. It's very simple. I'm just fascinated to see if the Chiefs coaching staff is up for it, because I thought they did a masterful job this season. And one of the more jarring parts about this season is the coaching staff largely, especially on offense, has had good moments, but at sometimes they've had puzzling moments. And the reason why they're in this predicament is everybody kind of knows their game plan, their play style, their tendencies, their predictability. And now you add on to the fact that the offensive line is worse than it was when the season began. Yikes.
Right now, we're joined in studio by Nate Taylor of ESPN. Are you still a CJ Stroud believer? Because I feel like, let's go back 2 years ago. If we had said, hey, every quarterback is available, factoring in their age, I feel like CJ Stroud would have went pretty high up. People loved CJ Stroud after that first year. Mm-hmm. It feels like the league has kind of moved on from CJ Stroud. They like Jaden Daniels. Bo Nix is having a good season. Drake May is everybody's flavor of the month right now. Like, there's other quarterbacks that have kind of taken those spots. Are you still a believer in CJ Stroud? Is he's getting healthy and getting back, and they got this stretch run?
Let me see it. Let me see it in Arrowhead. Even against a weaker opponent than last year, right? I just want to see it in Arrowhead, because that was a question I had, if people remember. That was a question I had for Daniel Jones. Hey, team looks great, man. You got Jonathan Taylor. You got a very good defense. Man, they just traded for Sauce Gardner. Like, hey, man, like, okay. Go on a road in a legitimate road environment. You guys play in a dome similar to Houston. Let's just see it outside when it gets cold, when it's not like optimal conditions. I would still like to see it from CJ. That would be a big step for him if they're able to win, keep their winning streak going on, because they don't have I don't think they have a shot to win the AFC South, but they definitely have a shot to get into the postseason. If they go on a run similar to what the Chiefs could do in the next five games starting on Sunday, if you ask me right now, Carrington, I'm not sure he would be in my top seven. So, like, if I had to pick seven quarterbacks for, like, the AFC's playoffs, I pick him ahead of Trevor Lawrence.
I think Houston's winning their division.
No.
I think they're winning their division.
No.
If they get past this game and Houston is then 8-5, and they have Arizona and the Raiders at home in back-to-back weeks.
Oh, you got to win those games.
That gets them to 10-5.
Oh, you got to win those games.
They go on the road against the Chargers, and then the final game of the season, they got a home game against the Indianapolis Colts that could determine on whether or not they win the division.
It's possible.
I think Houston's winning the division.
But I think you're forgetting about the fact that Jacksonville somehow is 8-4 and somehow keeps winning games. Because I think Jacksonville controls much of the way this thing is going to go in the AFC South, because they get the Colts twice, right? They get the Colts at home.
They also go on the road to play Denver.
Yep.
And Denver still would need that game, you would think, in theory, to potentially be the one seed in the AFC.
Right. I read this earlier today that the Broncos can clinch the division, which is sad for Chiefs fans. But Denver can clinch the division if they win.
If they got to win, Chiefs got to lose.
And the Chiefs lose. Yeah. So I read that today and I was like, oof, buddy, on December 5th, that's wild. But yeah, they're going to have to either make a decision as to whether or not they think they can catch the New England Patriots for the one seed. But yeah, we assume that game will be important. But that's it. They got Colts, Jets, Broncos, Colts, Titans. I don't know. I kind of like the Jags. They're such a strange team. And by the way, they have lost to the Houston Texans already this season, so I totally understand that. But I would still take Drake May. Obviously, the trio that is Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, when healthy, would probably be up there too. And let me see. I got to six right now.
I mean, it's not like you take Herbert.
Maybe he is. Well, that's what I'm thinking. Like, maybe he is seventh right now. Now, Daniel Jones is not healthy. But before Daniel Jones got hurt, he was playing really well, too. So he's in the mix for, like, seventh right now between Justin Herbert, obviously Trevor Lawrence, and then it gets really grim from there. Now we're talking, like, Tua Tagovailoa and Aaron Rodgers at age 42. So I don't know. Maybe he's seventh. I'll take him for now, but because I do think he is a better player than Trevor Lawrence. And Justin Herbert's dealing with the hand injury. Okay, fine. CJ, you're seventh in my AFC quarterback rankings right now. Hey, man, go out there and win a game. Don't let Chris Jones destroy you, because there are holes to be had in the Chiefs' middle of the field secondary. I know no one's talked probably about Brian Cook. He practiced this entire week. We saw that the Chiefs' secondary went to toast when he got hurt against the Cowboys early in that game. So how he looks coming back from the ankle injury, I think the Texans should try to test him, see where he is in coverage and maybe in some of those run fits. But, yeah, CJ has at least played pretty well this season. Here's a stat to think about, Carrington, and I know this goes against who the Chiefs are, but CJ Stroud, according to Next Gen Stats, has completed 67% of his passes against man coverage this season. That is the highest rate among qualifying quarterbacks, where he's averaging 7.4 yards per attempt. So he's not afraid to push the ball downfield, and the Chiefs, maybe they'll show a bit more zone because of that, or they'll just stick true to who they are, which is it's a blitz. You know it's a blitz. We know it's a blitz. Everybody in the stands know it's a blitz. Find the answer. Find your one-on-one matchup and see if CJ can complete that, that completion percentage high against man coverage.
Right now, we got Nate Taylor of ESPN joining us in studio. Coming up on the other side, Nate, I want to play a very simple buy or sell with contenders in the AFC and just see where you are when it comes to those teams. Who do you believe in? Who do you not believe in as we head into the final month of the regular season? We got Nate Taylor here. Keep it locked in. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison, a show that prides itself on getting it right.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 96.5, The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Nate Taylor, we will get back to the Chiefs and Texans coming up in a bit, but let's take a little bit of a closer look at the AFC playoff picture. We might dabble into the NFC for just a little bit. I mean, at this point, I feel like you've seen the Chiefs play a majority of these teams that are in this conversation. So I want to play a very simple in or out, buy or sell. Who are you a believer in? Who are you just saying, nah, I'm good. Let's start with New England. I'm a believer in New England for this reason. Hey, you got to believe in somebody. Like, somebody has to represent the AFC, right? Somebody has to.
Right.
I also think they have all of the ingredients. Good quarterback play, can run the football, good offensive line, capable defense, well-coached, good skill position players. Like, other than experience, which matters,
right?
What box do the Patriots not check for this season? So I got the Patriots in my, yes, I trust them. I'm a believer.
Yeah, I'm a little leery on when a good defense decides to take Stephon Diggs away, how Drake May, how Josh McDaniels and Mike Vrabel will respond. That's really the last question I have for them. We saw it on Monday night. Their special teams is excellent. I think that's something that gets lost in why they're 11-2. They have the inside track based on schedule, based on conference record alongside the Denver Broncos. Obviously, the Broncos are in a tougher division to get the one seed. So I trust the Patriots in part because a lot, we're going to get to this. A lot of these quarterbacks got scar tissue, man. Where Drake May is, he's a clean sheet. His first playoff experience will be at least guided by Mike Vrabel. So I am a believer as well in the New England Patriots.
All right, let's go to the Denver Broncos. And there are so many similarities between this year's Broncos team and last year's Kansas City Chiefs team. Are you a believer in the Broncos? Are you in and out?
Stop it. Stop it. This team needed overtime to beat Marcus Mariota on the road. No, I think Sean Payton is a great coach in terms of like scheming it up for Bo Nix, but hey, dog, you got to start making plays, man. Like you can't be throwing interceptions to who? He has a different jersey on. I didn't think Bo Nix played that well again against a pretty mediocre defense. The only reason you would trust Denver is that they're going to win the turnover margin, and their defense is going to be lights out in the postseason. Now that group collectively at least has some experience, so I don't want to take that not into account. Hey, they played in the postseason last year, but man, they would really need, I think in some ways the Broncos would need that bye, that, you know, that home field advantage even more so than the Patriots. But if you're asking Bo Nix to win three playoff games to get you to the post, to get you to the Super Bowl, I'm not trusting that just yet.
Let's go to Jacksonville.
How are they the third seed?
They're 8-4.
How are they the third seed?
Like we honestly might look up and Jacksonville's like 12-5, and we're just like, how? When did we get here?
Yeah, that's, you said that perfectly because I'm ready to do that. I'm ready to do that on Super Wild Card Weekend. Because if Jacksonville's in the playoff, kids, they will be the Saturday afternoon kickoff. I can't trust Jacksonville. Great season. They've won almost in the opposite way the Chiefs have played this year. They've won a lot in the margins, turnover differential, some obviously some scheduling that has helped them along the way. Their strength of schedule is, I mean, it's okay. We just named three teams that have a strength of schedule that is below 500. Just think about that, guys. The AFC is very watered down this season, so they're fine. Can they win a home playoff game in the first round? Yes, I think they can, depending on the matchup, but I don't trust them to go to the Super Bowl.
Continuing to go through these teams in the AFC, although Baltimore and Pittsburgh in the same kind of vein, AFC North kind of team, do you trust either one of these teams? Like, I'm out on both of them. I mean, I don't really know how you can be in on Pittsburgh, if I'm being honest with you. Like, you can't be in on a team in which the fans are screaming, fire the head coach during the game. You cannot be in on them. I would be in on the Ravens if Lamar was playing well. Something's going on with Lamar.
I still don't like their defense. Because Joe Burrow hadn't played in, almost 2 months. And had no issue moving the football up and down the field. Now, Baltimore, kind of like the Chiefs, kind of getting their own way this year with penalties, with turnovers. My goodness, man. If they get in the dance, they could win a game or two. I could see a scenario where Lamar plays well enough to get them to the AFC Championship game. The issue would then be, okay, that would be a highly contested game against, say, like the Denver Broncos or the Jacksonville Jaguars if things are the way they are right now. And then you would either have to go to New England or you'd have to go to Denver, depending on who has the one seed, to get to the Super Bowl. It's possible. I think Isaiah Likely return is important to them. But I'm not sure I trust their defense, given that they're 4-4 in their own conference, and that conference includes, ladies and gentlemen, the Cleveland Browns and Cincinnati Bengals.
Let's go to Buffalo. It's been a while since I've asked you about Buffalo. Are you in on Buffalo?
Yes. I think they are a sneaky 8-4 team that if I had to say, hey, who are the 8-4 teams that I would trust the most, I would trust Buffalo the most because I can trust Josh Allen and James Cook. And I know
you trust the defense?
I can trust Josh Allen.
Okay, all right, my bad.
And James Cook.
I didn't mean to question you.
No, I mean, and we've talked about this before. Look at Sean McDermott's record in the postseason, guys. His defenses give up 30 points regularly in cold weather. Gotta have a game. So I'm not thrilled. But like, could I see Josh Allen finally breaking through? Like, if the Chiefs don't make the postseason, yeah, definitely possible. It's wild to consider that they are the seventh seed right now. Gotta say, kids,
that Broncos Bills first round 2-7 matchup. It would be incredible.
I might have to go with Buffalo because again, I would trust their quarterback and running back more than I would trust Denver's quarterback and running back. And so it sucks that like Denver's had some injuries on the offensive side. Most notably J.K. Dobbins, who was playing really well before he got hurt and he's done for the season essentially. So yeah, I trust again, we've only gotten two teams so far. I trust the Patriots and I trust the Bills.
Is there anybody still in on Indianapolis, you think? Because to me, the time to get off is right now. Like, now's the time to get off. You saw them lose to the Steelers. They lost to Kansas City. They lost to Houston. That's not a team that I think is making a deep run in the playoffs. I think that the clock has struck midnight on Daniel Jones. It was great. But if your only chance is that your quarterback needs to be a superhero, or your running back, excuse me, to be a superhero in the playoff, then no, you're not going to the Super Bowl. You might win a game.
Right.
You are not making a deep run if that is your only option of winning. And the defensive player that you just got is potentially out for the rest of the regular season.
Yeah. And again, they're going to have to manage Sauce Gardner for the next 5 weeks, or at least the next 3 weeks. Because again, they end the season versus Jacksonville at Houston, two massive games. So maybe Jacksonville is when we would see Sauce Gardner. Man, that trade, I didn't like the trade when it happened. You need first round picks. Whoo, buddy. I know he's already got the contract, but man, it'd be nice to sort of add another piece to this offense because I think what teams are realizing now is, hey, Alec Pierce is really nice. I really like Alec Pierce. Good dude. He ain't, like, we can't throw him the ball 10 times like I can trust Puka Nacua, right? Or I can trust CeeDee Lamb, or I can trust, you know, a number of guys. Obviously, I mean, not the guy in Minnesota. The ball cannot get to him based on his quarterback. But, you know, when Joe Burrow comes back, he's like, oh, Ja'Marr Chase. Oh, that's right. Still really good at football. I like Alec Pierce, but are either he or Tyler Warren ready to be like, it's okay, Jonathan Taylor, it ain't got to be all on you. Like, if they're loading the box with 7-8 guys, I'm going to take these one-on-one matchups and I'm going to march us down the field, whether or not my quarterback's fully healthy or not. Man, Daniel Jones has still played pretty well. This is as well as you could have asked him to play through 12 games, 19 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. He's only been sacked 22 times. His completion percentage is pretty good. Yards per attempt are great. But if he's not healthy, how can I trust you guys?
Coming up on the other side, we'll get back to Sunday Night Football. We'll get Nate's Chiefs win if Texans win if scenario. That's coming up. Keep it locked in. It's The Drive.
The Drive with CDOT. Tune in as Nate Taylor of ESPN joins the show in studio every Friday at 4 on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan. The Drive, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Nate Taylor, let me ask you this question, my friend. You got a little one, and I'm imagining that your little one loves pizza because... who doesn't love pizza?
Uh-huh.
Local pizza has been in the news lately with Dave Portnoy coming to town.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say that you're getting a local pizza. So you're not going Papa John's or Domino's.
Right.
You're not going to chain. Where are you getting your local pizza from?
I've been seeing his videos, and the Minsky one kind of broke my heart. I was like, oh, no. Oh, I grew up on Minsky's. We've been doing Waldo pizza.
Okay.
And we just now, you know, it's a great day. When you're like, oh my goodness, my son wants vegetables on his pizza. He's a supreme guy. We did it. We did it, baby.
You did great work.
We did great work.
You got to be proud. The moment that you see your kid develop past pepperoni and then want another kind of pizza.
You want more toppings?
Yeah, they got pepperoni and cheese. Those are the only two kinds they like. And then one day they're like, wait, I actually want to try something different. It's a beautiful day.
Yeah, it's like, man, yeah, put them black olives on there, baby. Let's go. Black olives, little green pepper. Let me tell you something, son. Yeah, no, we've been liking Waldo pizza. Cause it's kind of nearby and we've enjoyed it. And yeah, he was a big fan of their Supreme, like less than a week ago, like a couple of days, like probably when did it snow? Monday? So it had to be Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Tuesday. I was like, we gotta get out of the house. These roads better be, it's always funny when you have the first snow of the year and you're like, all right, everybody lock in. We're going to stay inside. And then you're like, okay, I gotta get out of the house. I've been in the house for like 48 hours. So that was like, yeah, Tuesday.
Right now, we're joined in studio by Nate Taylor. So, Nate, let me get you your thoughts on this.
Uh-huh.
Chiefs win if scenario, Texans win if scenario. Because I'm picking Houston to win this. But I don't want to make it seem like the Chiefs have no chance of winning this game. They definitely have a chance of winning this game. But
it
continues to come down to pressure and penalties.
Ugh.
Can the Chiefs, can they stop the pressure from Houston? Can they get pressure on Houston? Can they cut out the penalties? Because... we have no clue how this game is going to play itself out.
we really don't.
But I know one thing. It's going to be close in the final 5 minutes of the game. We all know this.
Yeah, you think,
it is going to be close on one side or the other.
Right. You think Collinsworth is going to be like, all right, CJ Stroud, here we go.
Or vice versa. You're going to have to put one drive together with Patrick Mahomes against that defense to put you in a position where you need to score.
Right.
So we all know that it's going to be close.
Because the line has moved now. It's what, one? It's Chiefs by one, I think?
I haven't even seen the line movement.
Rob, I just double checked it.
I haven't even seen it, Rob. It's moved. I have not seen it.
Hold on, let me double.
I haven't checked this in a while, so I haven't seen this.
I'm looking at my employer, ESPN, right now. So I think earlier this week, there were what, three and a half?
Yeah, it was three and a half, yeah.
Hold on.
I'm showing 3.5 still on our friends at FanDuel.
Okay, I got it. Yeah, I got 3.5 too. All right, I was about to say, wow, that was a big move. Something would tell me, what do they know that we don't know about this? Yeah.
But kind of my point, though, is like, I don't know if it really should be three at this point, because
it certainly should be three and a half. Three and a half, I think, it seems crazy.
Wild to me.
Yeah, three and a half is crazy.
So because I'm looking at ESPN Analytics too, and some of that is partnered as well. Now, they still have the Chiefs as a decent favorite in this. But yeah,
that stuff doesn't mean anything to me. They've been favored in the last six games. Like, what are we doing?
I'm trying, ladies and gentlemen. I'm trying to give you
Vegas thinks about the Chiefs. They've been wrong. I've been wrong. You've been wrong. Everybody's been wrong about the Chiefs. So yes, what Vegas tells me the Chiefs are supposed to do is not necessarily how it's going to play itself out on Sunday.
One blitz the Chiefs win if just one blitz works, right? Just one blitz gets you like a strip sack fumble and you can fall on the ball and you get a short field and you know, Patrick Mahomes in the offense, they cash in with a touchdown. The Chiefs can win, of course, if Patrick Mahomes uses his legs. I asked him on Wednesday, Carrington, I was like, hey, man, I know you. You know me. I know what you do in January. You just engage those legs. All of a sudden, you know, RPOs become legitimate. Like, oh, he's a dual. That's right. Dual threat. He can run around. We all remember.
That's kind of how he was the beginning of the season. The first like 5 or 6 weeks.
When he didn't have Rasheed Rice. Mm-hmm. When he was still working with like, you know, a new left tackle.
He had Rice or Worthy early in the season. But Holmes was taking off and running.
Yes. And Pacheco, again, was in a funk. So they couldn't really rely on him either. So, yeah, I'm like, hey, man, I remember what it was like when you played the Miami Dolphins in that playoff game. And your helmet cracked because you were running around crazy. You gonna do that again, right? Basically, my question was, you gonna use your legs, right? So I think if Mahomes can be that dual threat guy where, again, against a very good defense, and there was a stat today that jumped out to me too. I believe Patrick's 5-1 when he plays the NFL's top ranked defense in terms of points per game, which I think the Texans give up 16.5 points per game. So as we were saying earlier, Matt Nagy's preparing us for a 16-17 game. Just which team has which number. If the Texans win, it's because C.J. Stroud had a day and a half to find Nico Collins on a broken down play, on a play where he can use his legs to scramble to extend the plays. Guys, they haven't got it. If you're just joining us, ladies and gentlemen, the Chiefs have not had a sack in the last 11 quarters. It's impossible in this NFL where they throw the ball almost 70% of the time. So if CJ has time, if his offensive line can hold up against Chris Jones with double teams, if the blitzes don't work, if CJ has legitimate answers to the blitz, like, you know, slants, then, yeah, then the Texans can win this game in a close manner as well.
All right, I'm going to get you out of here with this last thing. Rob, hit some music. All right, we're going to play a very simple game. How much for the cheapest pair of tickets to Sunday's game? Rob, are you ready to play? Text line, are you ready to play? Nate Taylor, are you ready to play as we get you out of here? So yes. I have, these are the cheapest.
Can I ask what the weather is going to be?
Cold is the answer.
All right. These are right now the cheapest tickets on StubHub.
Wow.
These are in section 334, row 7. Seats 4 and 5. These are the absolute cheapest tickets.
Really? Okay.
So, kind of decent low row.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
That's not bad at all. If that's the cheapest ones on there, that's not bad. Hey, Rob, at halftime, it says it'll be 25 degrees.
No, cold, you wouldn't know. It ain't cold. You wouldn't know. It ain't going to be. It's going to be 75 degrees inside Casa de Carrington is what it's going to be. It's going to be toasty in that bad boy. All right. So these are the cheapest tickets.
Okay.
Section 334, row 7, seats 4 and 5. What's the cheapest pair on StubHub right now for this game?
I think it's. Do you think it's in like the. Do I think it's in the 30s or the 40s? I'm going to say. High $38. I'm gonna say high 30s.
Okay. So you got
somebody wants out. Somebody's like, get these off me.
Okay, so you got it for about 70, 80 a pair.
Yeah.
Okay. So you got about 35, 40 a piece. Okay.
We're in the same ballpark, but I think it's still Friday, so the people offloading have the price a little goosed up still. They're trying to make some money. So I got
That's a good point.
$48 a pop, so 96 total.
Okay. The cheapest ticket that you can get right now for the game. $45 a ticket, including fees, $90 right now for those tickets. Section 334, row 7, seats 4 and 5. So if
You guys always tell me, it's not that cold outside. Hey, if you want to go sit in a decent, these are not bad seats. These are in the end zone, row 7, less than $100 to get in. That is not bad if you want to go to the game. Now, I have no interest in going to the game.
Bundle up.
I'm going to buy a parking pass, by the way.
You got to have a parking pass. I'm going to KUMU. I'm going home. I'm watching Bears and Packers, and then I'm watching Sunday Night Football. I will not be anywhere near Arrowhead Stadium coming up for this Sunday's game. That is Nate Taylor, ESPN, joining us in the studio. Nate, stay warm. That's all I'm going to tell you to do. Stay warm.
Hey, bro. Hey, if you whoever buys those seats, scarves and gloves, my guy, because it's gonna be windy on Sunday.
You gotta take the cardboard to put your feet on. You gotta do all the things.
Let me bring this cardboard in real quick.
You gotta do all the things. We'll get you ready for Sunday Night Football. Keep it locked. It's the Drive.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.